Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back to the Sofa Cinema Club. I'm Colton Smith.
Jeff P. Shepherd.
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we make each other watch films. Films that I like versus films that you like. You educate me on films, I educate you on films, and then we come back into the studio and discuss what we liked, what we didn't like. We give it an overall rating. This is episode number...
I'm not gonna
six.
Call. Is it six?
Six.
Oof.
Six. Oosh, they've flown.
They have.
Not for the listeners.
Some people have listened to all six in a row.
Speaking of the listeners and the other members of our film club, the beauty of our film club is that anybody can join. You can join in by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and it's at Sofa Cinema Club if you want to do that. This week's film is your film. It's Kramer versus Kramer. But before we get into that, what have you been up to?
Well, me and Ben, we've been filming on location, which is a bit of a holiday. And it is a holiday in the scripts as well. We, as a family, go on holiday. It's meant to be Scotland somewhere, but actually, it's round the corner from Manchester where we're filming it, so it's about an hour away. And, we've been there all week, but we decided
to stay over,
because we thought... Save us coming back to the same location the next day. Why don't we just stay over, have a bit of a jolly, get some food, yeah? Play some board games. And there was a hot tub. Mint.
That was the...
That's the kicker.
That's the kicker, the hot tub.
The person you didn't think about in the whole let's stay away and have a holiday situation is me.
Yeah.
Who was sat at home with no flatmate. I have two friends... And they were both sat in a hot tub in
having
Oldham.
A great time in Oldham.
As I was sat
texting, and we never got back to
you. Yeah, you never replied.
No, we didn't. No. We didn't.
Yeah,
it was a pie. It was actually pie, hard pie.
And I bet
we both didn't get back to you.
Yeah, in the old group chat, it was the double pie. Yeah.
It was a double pie. Didn't want our phones to
You got
get
two
wet.
Blue ticks and a pie.
We read it, just pie. Don't want to. I don't need to reply because I'm in a hot tub having a great time. Pie.
Speaking of having a great time, what I've done this week is I've been on a stag do. So it's one of our friends from work, Sam Ashton. It was his stag do. We went up to Edinburgh.
Chesney.
I think you have to call him
Chesney. Just call him Chesney.
Call him Ches. So it was Chesney's stag do. We went up to Edinburgh. We had a great time.
I wasn't invited.
Yes, Jack wasn't invited.
I pulled him up on it as well.
Awkward.
Knowing him, how long has he been in the show? Has he been in it 15 years?
Probably a bit longer. How long have you been in the show, Jack?
19.
How long have you known him? You've known him for that whole time.
15 years.
You've grown up together.
Yeah. How long have you known him?
8 years.
Eight. And same show, same workplace.
They have the same hair, though.
Mm, yeah.
And I would say that I'm more of a likable person.
Yeah, do you know, I can't even argue with that. You are more of a likeable person.
You were really quite.
I'm fascinated that Shepherd is a bit cheesed off about it. I thought you wouldn't be bothered at all.
No, I
thought you'd get the pie and you'd be like, yeah, fair play. Fair play, got the pie.
And then
I
saw...
He was a bit bothered.
I saw Jack's mate, Will, this week, and he went, Jack was fuming about the stag do all weekend. That's all he was talking about.
Yeah.
So...
Who knew?
I mean, if Sam, if you are a fan of the podcast, you're not allowed to be a fan. You're banned from listening.
So where did you go on your stag day?
Edinburgh.
Did you like Edinburgh?
Do you know what? Really good city.
Yes. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I've never been. I want to go and do the Fringe. Yeah. Maybe we should do it, us three.
We could do a it's podcast in the Fringe.
That's a good shout. We'll do that. We'll make that happen. Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I've done this week. If anybody would like to invite Jack to a stag do.
Don't you say straight off pie.
Yeah. And then Sam was like, but are you going to come to the wedding? I was like, no.
You weren't. Oh, you saw your arse about that.
You weren't invited to the wedding, were you?
Has he handed out invites for the wedding?
You weren't invited.
Do you know the best thing as well?
You weren't invited. Oh, and I'm not going to the wedding either. Well, fine, because you're actually not invited.
Do you know the best thing? When Mikey couldn't make it because of work, Sam came up to me and went, do I ring Jack and tell him he's off the subs bench? And I went, no.
Subs bench. Pie. It's a pard pie.
You've always said you're not going to have a stag do, haven't you?
Definitely not. Definitely. I'm not even going to have a best man if I get married.
Oh, cheery.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody...
I don't want to be there. Is there going to be anyone else there? Just you?
I don't want anybody to talk about me and try and make me look like a bit of a twat.
But maybe someone might talk about you and make you look...
My open
good.
Line
no, they
be.
Don't, though. Do
my best man didn't make me look stupid at all.
I looked mint.
He didn't. He was like, I'm just not going to stand here for 20 minutes and dig him out. I'm going to go, he's a mint bloke.
If you were picked as Jack's best man,
yep.
What would your best man speech be? I'd give you a minute to think about
it.
Just your opening
line.
It's
not a game show.
Just your opening line.
I don't like it. No, come on.
Mine would be, I knew Jack before he had hair. What would yours be?
I don't think I'd get invited.
I'd be very nice about Jack. So, obviously, me and you living together...
Yes.
..has its challenges, has its laughs.
Yeah.
Shall we talk about my new headphones?
So, Coulson has some headphones.
Headphones?
They're different from headphones. They fly on his ear. Headphones, which are wireless, but they're also noise cancelling.
Yes.
And I came in very late, and who did I see... jogging himself a lot around to Rocky Horror with his headphones on in the middle of the flat in his bright yellow jacket with little Coulson at 11:30 at night. Ooh, giving it the full, let's do the time warp again. Headphones on. But then there's the kicker. So I come into the flat. I know he can't hear me. So I'm just going to stand in the hall with the lights off. Aren't I just like that?
Yeah.
Creepy.
Let's do... You're absolutely... What are you doing? Headphones, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Literally thought Frankenfurter was stood in the hallway.
It was amusing.
So... this week we have watched Kramer versus Kramer. Big or as film. Jack has just spoiled, last week we watched Kramer versus Kramer.
It's fine. The audience, it's not like the audience are going to go, oh, right, I'm not listening. It wasn't on the day. It's fine. They're good. They're easy. It's not like a news show. It's not like we're talking about Brexit.
And there is only 10 of them as well.
There's only 10. They're gonna listen to it sometimes 6 months later. They don't go, ooh, it's not very current. They put it the Bruce Brothers. When did they record it? 1980. Oh, I'll tell you what, they've been making this podcast for ages.
Right.
That's one thing we should pick up on. Loads of these films are like from the early 80s.
Yeah.
Alien.
Bought a Zoo.
All of yours have been.
Yeah, but it's interesting, isn't it? Where they're fallen.
Well.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
What was Alien? 79.
79. Blues Brothers, 80. Kramer versus Kramer.
79. Kramer versus Kramer.
Goodfellas,
90. I think.
Right.
Kramer versus Kramer.
Synopsis, one of you?
You did our last one, didn't you, I think? So I'll do this one. Kramer versus Kramer is about a family, husband and wife. They've got a small boy. He's like 5 years old, 7 years old. And... Dustin Hoffman's character, he's a successful
Sort of copyright advertising agent.
Yeah. So he's got a successful career, big job, and he comes home from work one day and discovers that his wife's leaving him. She's getting a divorce. He doesn't understand why, but she leaves the child as well. And he's left to bring up the child who he hasn't really got a relationship with. And, yeah, it's a story of this one man's struggle with being a single parent and also having a full-time job as well. And it's all about the relationship between the son and the dad.
Yes. So would you say it's called Kramer versus Kramer because it's him versus the son, or is it him versus the ex-wife?
Him versus the ex-wife.
That's why it's Kramer versus Kramer.
But that's what you'd bill it in court.
Shouldn't it be?
Because that's what
Kramer versus Kramer versus Kramer.
No.
No, because they're billing it like it's in court.
Because then they go for custody, don't they?
So it would be Colson Smith versus Her Majesty's government.
Okay. Yeah. So we're probably right in saying this film wasn't as a successful choice.
Are we? As what?
As what bombshell are we dropping there?
Bought
a zoo. It probably wasn't as successful as a man making up a story about buying a zoo.
Because let's look at the facts, Ben. It didn't win anything at the Oscars, did it?
Did it? Only five? Meryl Streep. That was the quote of the night. Meryl Streep. She's not bad.
She was good. And it was interesting.
She was good. I'm sure she'd be happy to hear
seeing her. Like, Meryl Streep, to me, is a legend, but she's a legend for one reason, which Mamma Jack knows very
Mamma
well.
Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia.
Exactly.
Poor girl.
So she's on there, and I'm going, Donna, look at Donna, loving life in court. Look, waiting for her to go, Waterloo, couldn't escape if I wanted to.
I think it's...
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go. It's a good film. Come on, Coulson. All day long. Oh, hold on now. It comes back.
What?
Yawn.
It did yawn.
You absolutely yawned the flat. You almost sucked the flat in from the yawn. You started the yawn 10 minutes, 15 minutes in. Yeah. We had to put you outside on the balcony to try and wake you up
so
twice.
You get some oxygen. Oh, yeah, it was. It, like, real big scenes as well. Real big scenes where he's, like, pouring his heart out to the kid. The kid's crying. It's tears, it's emotion. And he's just... Oh, not long left, is there?
The old bus horn straight through. Straight through. Some scenes where people have actually won Oscars for. And you go... Yeah, I remember that now.
Do you know my argument at the end of the film when I said, because I openly said I wasn't blown away, but I cannot relate to that film.
Right, yeah.
I don't have any kids. I don't have a wife.
Yeah, but when I first watched it, I didn't have any kids.
Yeah, I didn't have a wife.
I didn't have any kids.
Did you cry?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gutting.
I just didn't.
But you've been a child.
You've been a child. You've had a dad.
And you've had a mum. Imagine if they split up. It's putting yourself in those positions, isn't it? And that kid is brilliant.
The kid's good. When I told my mum that it was a film that we'd watched, she was like, I love that. She like said it's one of her favourite films. And I was like, oh, I didn't like it.
Oof. Didn't like it.
You didn't like it? This has changed now.
No, I think I was fairly open with the fact that...
You didn't like it?
I wasn't...
Wanting it?
No, I didn't...
Nothing about
Do you know
acting?
What I think it is?
I mean, I liked the acting.
Nothing about Meryl? Nothing about Dustin?
It's a story.
Too bland.
It just didn't
no zoo,
me.
No
not,
zoos
not
in
enough
it.
Lights, not enough dance. Do you know what I think it is?
Not enough dancing.
I think Coulson watches a film that's like high energy.
Yes.
Something like that where he can get in, sing along, dance. There's lots going on. I think we watch films that we can believe.
Yes.
Or believe it, believe in them to
And I
some
like
degree.
A film to push and pull my emotions. I like yeah. that.
I'd be interested to see if we watched it again in maybe 20 podcasts time, what my position on it would be then.
Maybe you need to get married, have a
and
kid,
have a
and,
kid
get divorced.
And get a divorce. And then I was thinking that, you know, maybe that's why I couldn't.
I mean, what I get it, that the film you didn't relate to. I get it. What surprises me is that
her performance in the court didn't touch you? Because I just think that performance between them both, but especially her, is sublime.
She wrote her speech because it's a book originally, and in the book it never mentions why she left. It's all mainly in the book about the relationship between Dustin Hoffman and his son, and she's not really in it. So when she comes back to court, she had to get up in the thing and speak. There wasn't anything written. So the director said to her, "What do you think you should say?" She was like, I'll write something out." And Dustin Hoffman said, "I know what she should say." So he wrote something out. The director wrote something out. And Meryl Streep wrote something out. And they all went away. And in the end, they all agreed that Meryl's was the best.
The best.
So she wrote her own.
Thank goodness.
I did like the court. I like Dustin Hoffman as an actor. I really do. And I think, you know, the journeys the characters go on, obviously you see him early, like on first few scenes, you know, he's important, he's stressed, he's busy, he's hasn't got much time, and then he comes in home, like his home is his escape, and it's almost like everything goes upside down straight away. So seeing him almost relax back into himself, and then her say, "Oh, she wanted to fight for custody," when everything's kind of, you know, he gets the job back, he's got a good relationship with the kid.
Wasn't it interesting, me and Jack spotted this, the scene where they're both in the restaurant and they meet up again, wide into singles, I think, not the two shot, it was a wide two shot and then into singles. His single, Soft.
Yeah.
Focus.
Out of focus.
Yeah, you did.
Noticed it straight away.
Amazing, isn't it?
And it must have been that the director just liked his performance so much and was like, "I'm not bothered." Moving on.
Did you go to the Soap Awards when Dustin Hoffman presented an award?
Yes.
And I went, "Who's he?"
No, I wasn't there. But you did, yeah. Said, "Who's he?"
Yeah.
I went to the Soap Awards when Danny DeVito presented an award.
Dustin Hoffman presented Best Soap, and I went, "Who's he?"
Brilliant.
And someone went, "Dustin Hoffman," and I went, "Who?" And then someone went, "Him out of Meet the Fockers," and I went, "Oh my God, wow."
There we go.
There we go.
Wow, there we go. Poor Dustin, if you're listening, Dustin.
And he is a fan. He's tweeted in a few times, hasn't he, I think.
I'd love him to come in, Corden, and have a chat with you.
And just walking through the studio doors now is Dustin Hoffman. No, I think in terms of performances, I appreciate that they were both good. For me, it was just a story. I wasn't in it. I don't think I got that love and bond for the characters because I wasn't in it. Do you know what I mean? I think that was probably the thing. And I didn't cry, and I don't think I was close.
You weren't even close. I mean, you were yawning. You weren't crying. You nearly cried from the yawn.
You
yawned so much you nearly cried. But you definitely didn't cry. I mean, you were absolutely stone-faced.
I did find it a hard watch.
We know. Up and down. It's only 140, isn't it? Time, running time?
Yeah.
An hour 40?
Yeah, yeah.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
Short.
I don't even think it's
when
that.
You compare it to that film about buying a zoo, which was running at 2.5, it's amazing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
See, I thought we were getting progress on this podcast. You know, we put We Bought Ozzy behind us.
Yeah.
We had a really good one with Goodfellas.
Yeah.
We all agreed. Blues Brothers, we all agreed. And now we're back to square one.
You're back to square one. We're not.
Yeah, because you're in agreement.
It's a mint film.
Well, it is a mint film, though.
Best actress, best film, best director, best screenplay. It's one of only three films.
Unfortunately, Coulson, whichever way you look at that, it did well.
That's clearly not the year that Hannah Montana came out, is it?
No.
Did that win anything?
Well, obviously not. If I was voting, it would have won.
best dramatic performance, best film, best editing, best soundtrack, best female lead, best male lead. Hannah Montana. Up.
A lot of his scenes were improvised. Dustin Hoffman in that.
You said this. So him and the kid.
Yeah, they had scripts and lines for the kid, but he would come to set having learnt them, and Dustin and the director felt that you could tell he was acting, like going from...
Because the kid is very
Kid's
good.
Brilliant. And very Dustin good. Hoffman rewrote it all and changed the scenes and just said, right, we're just going to improvise. I'm just going to speak to him, ask him questions, and I'm just going to get a natural response, just make sure the cameras are on. So they were, and then afterwards, Dustin Hoffman said he was the greatest actor he's ever played against because he wasn't acting, he was literally just being himself.
It was a good bit when they were eating, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I like the scene towards the end where they're eating, and I like it's the first scene where you really see them together, the morning after she's left when he's cooking eggy bread. That's a good scene.
And then, I suppose that's what's so clever, but one, did you notice the cuts in the eggy bread scene? So before that, the argument scene wasn't really cut. There was a wide, then he came in by the lift and he held it on a two shot and didn't come round for their singles. He held it there. Then when he came to do the eggy bread, he cut a lot to show how Hoffman was making mistake. Bits of the eggshell was going in and it made it feel frantic.
Yeah.
And then what was really panicky. Nice was later on, much later on in the film, you saw them make eggy bread again and he didn't put those cuts in. And it was much calmer.
So it was smooth and
it was
relaxed.
Smoother and it was relaxed. And the cutting of the film, I thought, was beautiful in that sense that he used it as a device rather than I just got to cut to show you things.
Yeah.
I'm using it surreptitiously to make you understand the panic in this man has obviously never cooked his son breakfast. That was the point, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was too busy at work. He didn't look after the family. He didn't look after her.
Yeah.
Or wasn't engaging with her. And then she left and he had to engage. And he'd obviously never cooked that kid breakfast. And rather than saying, I've never cooked you breakfast, they showed it.
Mm. Yeah. I never really noticed that with the shots. But when you talk through it, it makes complete sense from it being frantic to being
But I think
smooth.
That's... I think that is... brilliant filmmaking in that you don't realise.
It is. I really enjoyed the film. I thought it was great.
Oh, God.
No.
So ratings-wise?
Yeah.
Out of 10, this could be heavy. This could be a bomb, I think, isn't it? It's a bomb.
It's
Tell me you're not wavering between 1 and 2.
No, I know mine.
It's a 10 from me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's your first 10?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
That's how much it means to me, that film. I think it's perfect. There's like 4 or 5 characters in it at most. It's simple. I can believe it. I think the performances are amazing. The directing, the writing, everything. I think it's a flawless film for me. I think it's got everything. And that's why it got 5 main Oscars.
The first time you watched that?
Yeah.
Same?
Blown away.
So it's not something that
has almost matured with you? No.
No.
Interesting.
No. I probably watched that for the first time when I was about 15.
Wow.
Ben?
Yeah. Boring as it is, it's a 10.
Wow.
It is probably the most simple construction of one of the greatest films. The characters have a disagreement, they split up, and you see relationship on film. So it needs nothing more than relationship. All you're watching on that film, all you're watching is relationships. Break and make, break and make, break. And then you see some kind of remake at the end. And that is life, isn't it? And when you see that and you see the shots, you see how it's filmed, but also the performances being so natural, what for me makes a great film is when I don't know I'm watching a film. When I start to go, this story is happening to me and I am in this story with these people and I don't know I'm watching something. Mm. And that does it very quickly for me. That opening scene, you know, between those two is so good. And if you think Meryl Streep, it's hardly in that film.
She's probably in four scenes.
She wasn't really known at the time.
She's in the...
They wanted the girl from Charlie's Angels.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, but they couldn't. The studio wouldn't release her, so...
She's in the breakup scene, the scene in the restaurant.
The court.
The scene in the window, and then the court.
And the court.
She's in probably four
but
scenes.
But that shows you, that court scene, when she breaks, it's like... Unreal.
See, nowadays, if they were to do a film like that, you would probably get to know the characters as a couple before the breakup, which is why maybe I'm not being able to relate to them as much, because we'd have probably had half an hour of filler, whereas... Mm.
Do you know what, leading up to it? I think you are... And this is not not against you... I think the genre of films you've come to see and like give you a lot. They give you a lot of story, a lot of stimulus, a very clear character arc, a very clear story. Happy, sad, finish. That film doesn't. That film gives you gaps which you have to fill in to what their life was like. Mm. How long have they been together? You pick it up, don't you, in the script, 6 years. Mm. How old's that kid? How long were they together before that kid? What kind of life did they have? They live in New York. They had money, but they're in a small flat. You have to work a lot harder in that film.
I probably watch more lazy films.
But I'm not saying that that is your fault. I'm saying that is what's happening now
to films.
If you look at films like a Marvel film, they have to give you. They give you all the stimulus you need. Mm. They don't let you make up a bit. Oh, I wonder what his superpower is. Well, actually, I'm going to show you. I destroy buildings. Whereas there, and there was a lot of... Also, I think what's interesting about that film is the repetition of scenes. School, breakfast.
Yeah.
We go back over.
Day-to-day routine.
To see day-to-day. And
It tells very well of how time's passing without saying 6 months later.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? It fills in that story bit well. But, you know, almost as what you just said and what I said, with the modern films, with the filler it gives you, it probably would be a very different film if it was remade
now. It's probably the antithesis to We Bought a Zoo, isn't it? It's probably the direct opposite. If you think...
Because it's got exactly what it needs.
It's exactly the same story, isn't it? His wife's gone. He's bringing up his children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what to do with them.
He just doesn't buy a zoo.
He flounders. They're upset. Where's mum? He buys a zoo. That's not enough. Only till he comes round does he get his kids back.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is, in terms of... The film, it is simply, and it's stripped to just having everything it needs with nothing else.
Mm. Score? Oh.
See, I'm sorry to do this because I feel like I've got this wrong. And I feel like I need to rewatch it.
Well, what were you going to go with?
Dude, you've got to go with your heart here.
I'm giving it a 6.
Ooh, that's just sloppy. 6 is sloppy, isn't it? 6 is nothing.
But that's probably sloppy still a six. Higher rating than what you
a sloppy six. I'm giving it a sloppy six. Ooh, hello. Kramer versus Kramer, sloppy six.
Oh, God.
See, I don't know whether I'm going to look back.
So we've
back
come
at
out with 26 there.
And be disappointed in myself.
No, I don't think so.
So this
did it
week,
beat Blues Brothers? Did it beat Blues Brothers?
Ian
yeah,
Blues
Brothers got 24.
8 times 8 times 8 is 24.
Yeah. So it beat that at least. God, give me that. Thank you.
So this week, you taught me, or tried to teach me, about Kramer versus Kramer. I am actually ending this on a really sad note because I feel like I've let you both down, which has disappointed me because we got such a high and we had such a buzz after Goodfellas because...
We thought we were getting somewhere.
I like that, though. I like this sad part because that's how it would be in a film.
It makes me feel really bad.
We've got a sad part and then hopefully we're going to work up to...
Well,
it's a sad film.
I can tell you,
a
Ben,
big ending.
I think it's going to get worse. My film for you two next week is Stardust.
Is that Barbra Streisand, no?
No.
What's Stardust?
Have you not seen it?
No.
Oh, hold on. It's not the film...
with The Wall and Robert De Niro as the...
What?
With the boat in the sky.
Oh, I don't know that.
Well,
is Charlie Cox in it?
Who's I don't know this.
Stardust.
It's a good film.
Oh, hang on. Isn't he like a pirate?
Yes!
Oh, no. Oh, Ben.
Hello.
Oh, Ben,
hello,
no.
I'm going to look it up now.
Oh, Ben.
Oh.
It's
Robert De Niro.
It's like everything you thought.
It is the one. I have seen it. Matthew Vaughn, directed by Matthew Vaughn.
I've not seen it.
I have seen it.
It's, right.
Sienna Miller, De Niro, Peter O'Toole. Oh, wow.
And if you want to watch Stardust with us and go through the highs and lows
you
the
want
boys
your eyes
are about to
burn.
Experience.
Please watch Stardust in the locked room. Well, that's a four. It's a sloppy six. Less than it's a four.
Right.
It's a four. I haven't even seen four. You let's just cut out as having to watch it. Go to ratings. And how did you rate Stardust?
Four.
Solid four.
You can keep in touch by following us on social media. It's at Sofa Cinema Club on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. If you want to go away and watch Stardust, which I know you all do, go and do it, get in touch, tell us what you think and come back next week when we'll be watching it and digesting it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.